वो नहीं आने वाले उठे वो छलावती
झूठी खाई थी कसम जो निभाई नहीं ओ झूठी खाई थी कसम जो निभाई नहीं झूठी खाई थी कसम जो निभाई नहीं काटी रात मैंने खेतों में तू आई नहीं
काटी रात मैंने खेतों में तू आई नहीं ओ काटी रात मैंने खेतों में तू आई नहीं
हाँ लेके आया भी मैं घर से
नहीं बेटा प्यार में हाँ अरे तीन बार बोल दिया अब आगे बढ़ो
चलता
Do you know?
अगे शाय बलिए सीने चो दिल बार होया
Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, folks, today we have a special episode. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. And on this corner, weighing at 240 pounds with 6 feet 2 inches coming. I gotta read this out too. Do you see that Vancouver rain pouring down like cats and dogs? Do you feel the wind gusting in your face? Do you hear the crackling in the sky? Then you know it's time for the thunder from Jalandhar. Please welcome Parm Singh Athwal. Say hello.
Hi, how are you, Linda? Thank you for having me.
Yes. All right, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Is this your first time on radio?
Yeah, second.
Second time.
Third time.
What was your first and second times?
First and second time were both with Connect FM, based out of Surrey and my hometown of Edmonton.
Oh, no way. You're from Edmonton. Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. When did you come to Vancouver?
1984.
Is that when the Expo, was that on?
That was 84? 86.
86, yeah. So you've been to...
Oh, yeah. I was here for Expo.
Oh, amazing, amazing. Okay, so how did you get into wrestling?
Oh, so you want to know the story,
Oh,
huh?
You bet.
Here's a true story. Basically, I was out for a walk one day at the beach about 10 years ago, and I'm, you know, all my friends are married and have kids, and I'm kind of the single guy left, and I was like, you know, I got to do something cool with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in shape. You know, we got to meet some active people.
Yeah.
So I checked out jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, and I was like, oh, this stuff's great. Then somebody mentioned, hey, there's pro wrestling here. So, you know, I was like, hey, why not? So I tried it out. I actually ran into somebody that wrestled for the company that I now wrestle for is mm-hmm. All-Star Wrestling in
yes.
Vancouver.
Yes.
And he wrestled for All-Star back in the 70s, and he's actually my dad's friend.
No way.
He said, why don't you try wrestling? I go, I didn't know it existed here at an independent level. So I made a call, signed up, went to the tryout. Didn't try out the first day. They're like, come and just check it out.
Yeah.
And the minute I sat down, I was like, I'm doing this.
Oh, amazing.
And here we are today.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Okay, and how did you pick your name?
Oh, that's a good one, too. Mm-hmm. I asked my friend, I go, hey, they want me to do an East Indian gimmick. I need a name. First guy I asked, first name he came up with, he goes, how about the Thunder from Jalunder? And it works well because my family is originally from Jalunder, which is a city in the state of Punjab in India.
In India, yes. And have you gone back?
Go back. And probably end of 2025, I'm going back.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And I don't know, what is famous in Jalunder? Is there anything that, any good foods or what do you...
Tons of street food, lots of authentic Indian food. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be probably really spicy compared to here.
Yes. Yeah. And I was trying to find out who else is from your neighborhood, and Usal Dosanjh came
That's
up.
That's right. And another few wrestlers, WWE, former WWE champion Jinder Mahal is also from Jalandhar. His family originally comes from there too.
Really?
Yeah, so a lot of the guys, the Gama Singh, I'm sure they're from there too.
Yeah.
So a bunch of wrestlers locally that, even North America, are all from around there.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, and you picked your first song. Tell me about Jazzy B.
Oh, Jazzy B, local artist. Back in the early 90s, Jazzy B was a... just working, doing carpentry, building homes, and singing at the same time.
No way.
And he just started out, and he used to sing while he worked, and he became the king of Indian music now.
Amazing.
He is the Tupac of Indian music.
Here we go, Tupac of Indian music right here on CJSF. Yeah, and guess what, folks? That's his entrance song when he goes to the ring.
There you go.
Yes. Oh, explain to people what that song means.
The song basically means the Jat is ready to fight, and he's going to take out all of his competition, especially his enemies. He's going to finish them off. He's not afraid, and he's ready to go.
Awesome.
He's ready. Jat Gam is Bikam basically means he's ready.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, and you have some wrestling gigs coming up. Maybe tell everyone what they can expect.
Well, there's a show this Saturday in Cloverdale at the Fairgrounds, which is the mecca of wrestling arenas around here. It started off in the 1950s for All-Star Wrestling, goes back to that. And the show is Saturday, November 23rd at 7:30 p.m. And then January 11th in Vancouver, we have WWE superstar, former WWE champion Jinder Mahal, January 11th at the Maritime Labor Center. And you can always follow All-Star Wrestling on all social media, whether it's ASW Canada or All-Star Wrestling.
Amazing. Okay, and you're going to speak a little Indian, or you're going to teach us a few Indian words.
Sure.
Okay, so the basic one for me. So how do you say hello?
Sasriyakal.
Sasriyakal.
There you go.
Sasriyakal.
Yes.
And then thank you.
Dhanwad.
Dhanwad. Dhanwad. And I guess in India, there's so many different languages
there
within
are.
The region.
Probably 30 in all of the country.
Right. So yours is specific, right?
To Punjabi.
Yes. Okay. Amazing. Okay. And how about female wrestlers?
Oh.
Are there a few?
Indian female wrestlers?
I don't know if there's any. Are there any Indian female wrestlers?
Yes.
What?
So great.
What? Oh my gosh, this is mind-blowing.
There's a lot in India, actually. In Jalandhar, there's a wrestling school called CWE, run by former WWE champion, the great Kali, who's retired. And he opened an academy in Jalandhar, and lots of female Indian Punjabi wrestlers. And I believe there's one in California, Samara, and she actually was on WWE during the pandemic.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so she's still active in Northern California. I've never met her, but we are on social media, and she's out there, actually. So she represents the Indian community out there.
Represent! Yeah. Oh, that is so amazing.
No one here locally that I can think of at the top of my head, and not across Canada that I know of.
Right. Yeah. Yes, very rare.
Doors so always open.
That's right, if you're interested. But because you took all the martial arts, I guess that helped, right, when you did get in the ring.
Yes.
Wow.
Being athletic, working out, having a good diet, stretching, all helps you later.
Amazing.
As you get older, you got to take care of your body.
Yes. Did you ever get seriously hurt?
Never.
Never.
Oh, I don't do anything stupid out there.
Oh, okay. But
and I never will get injured.
Wow.
Very safe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And
very confident of that.
Yeah. We were talking about the fight, folks. Yes. The Jake Paul and the Mike Tyson fight. And you're one of the people that haven't watched it, which is shocking.
Yeah.
But yes, it was huge. But yes, you said you weren't interested, or you watched back in the day, you said.
I did. I was a big Mike Tyson fan in the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
And boxing kind of died off for me when he retired.
I see.
It was really, everything was really good in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like everything's more commercialized.
Right.
And so this fight, I didn't watch any of the Mayweather fights because it was just too much show, more than what the actual bout's about.
Right.
And I felt that about this one too, and apparently everybody was disappointed.
Well, I watched it and I loved it. Yes, the females were amazing, and I wanted to talk about the very first fight. There was an Indian boxer and he won. So
nice.
So that was amazing.
I'll have to check that one out.
Oh, then. Yes. And then you all know how the Tyson fight went. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the next song here. I don't know how to pronounce this. Is it Mohan Waris?
Mohan Waris.
Mohan Waris.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me about this song. Yeah. Chandra Vishadeya. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Chandra Vishadeya. Basically,
see?
Let's dance. And they wear an Indian, it's like a skirt that you tie around your waist. Men usually wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically saying, let's dance and let the skirt sweep the ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so as they move, they tend to move with them.
All right.
Manwon Wattis is also a local artist.
Amazing.
Surrey, BC.
Surrey, BC, yo.
Yo.